Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody locked in, everybody listening all over North America. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you're great. I hope you're well. I hope you're smooth. I hope you're all of the amazing things. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, but our producer in New York City holding it down, Ryan Botcher. And we got a lot to get into. Of course, it was a busy week. Shedeur Sanders, he's going to get another chance to start. A solid performance yesterday. Good for him. We got a couple of guys who got fired. Giants defensive coordinator stinks. Giants blowing another lead. The Raiders saying goodbye to Chip Kelly. We got Justin Tucker. Well, he didn't get fired. He might be back. The New Orleans Saints decided to give him a workout. Baker Mayfield injured his shoulder, sprained his shoulder. Doesn't look as bad as it looked yesterday with his arm in a sling. Chiefs and the Ravens still staying alive. Good for them. Dallas Cowboys with a big comeback yesterday against the Philadelphia Eagles. Aaron Rodgers couldn't go yesterday with that broken wrist. We had to watch Mason Rudolph throw an interception to start the game. Steelers now tied with the Ravens for number one in the NFC North. LeBron James plays another game. Speaking of another game, we got one more game here to wrap up week 12 of the NFL season. We got the Carolina Panthers and the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, Christian McCaffrey has a chance to extract revenge against his former team as they visit him in the Bay Area. Arch Manning looked good over the weekend. Lane Kiffin watch is still going on. That man going to walk out the door. He's leaving. He's done. He's finished, okay? We got people stabbing their teammates over the weekend. What's going on at UAB? Got Chauncey Billups. He's like, hey, not guilty. I didn't gamble. We got Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's girlfriend, suing Pablo Torre. It's been a wild, wild day. A wild weekend. Yeah, we got some guests who are going to join us as well. Joe Hoyt is going to join us. Covers all things Dallas Cowboys for DLLS Cowboys. And then we're also going to have a chat next hour with Scott Petrak, who covers all things Browns, Cleveland Browns, for BrownZone.com. You want to be a part of the show? You can do that. Here's the phone number. You ready? You got a phone? You got a pen and a pad? And that might be not the appropriate thing to do if you're driving a vehicle. But if you got a phone, you can call me at any time. Okay, here's the number. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist. I'm on the internet. It's where the JR Sport Brief Show was birthed. You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram. I am at JR Sport Brief, all of the places. I told you we got Scott Petrak, who's going to join us next hour to talk about the Cleveland Browns. The Browns got some decisions to make. We saw Shedeur Sanders. He actually looked decent yesterday. He actually could deliver the football down the field better than Dylan Gabriel did in the preceding games, where he went, 1-5 for the Cleveland Browns? And then how about this? The Browns won a football game. They beat the Raiders 24-10. Now, I'm not going to say it's pretty hilarious, but it's pretty bad. When you got Geno Smith, who got sacked 10 times, and Shador was able to go out there and throw a touchdown. He also threw an interception. But he opened up the football field for the Browns. And so it looks like Shador is going to get another chance to play and start next week against the 49ers. And then meanwhile, doing this against the Raiders, beating them 24-10, it got Chip Kelly fired. And so just in the course of one game, we got one dude who got the boot. And it looks like Shador Sanders is going to get his next start. I mean, earlier today, Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, he spoke to the media. It's always what coaches love to do, speaking to the media and sounding absolutely miserable. He said, yeah, Dylan Gabriel is he's eligible to play now. But he said Shador is going to get the start.
Shador will start this week. Obviously, you know, number one job of quarterback is to win. So excited to get that first win under his belt. And then next thing is improvement. And that's what young players do. Certainly young quarterbacks do. You get one game better, and that's just from working at it. So that'll be our focus.
Yeah, practice makes perfect. That's what you beat into your kids' skulls when they're kids, right? Yeah, practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. I don't know, maybe kids today are too lazy to go out there and practice anything, but I still understand that practice makes perfect. And so Shador Sanders, he was thrown to the wolves last week against the Baltimore Ravens. Didn't throw a damn pass or work out or practice at all with the first team. And so he looked lost. Yesterday, he only got sacked one time. He really wasn't out there running for his life. He wasn't Geno Smith. He was running for his life. But Shador Sanders made the point to let everybody know, listen, you see what I did? We won a game. Oh, by the way, he didn't just win a game. He's the first Browns quarterback to win his debut since 1995. That they're up to almost, what, 17, 18 quarterbacks who made their debut and sucked and lost? And Shador says, you see what happens when I play QB1? Imagine what I'm going to do next week. Listen.
I think I showed a couple of great pieces. It's some things I wish, you know, I could get back, but man, a win is crazy. It's amazing, you know. Off of 1 week of practice, you know what I mean? This 1 week of practice. So imagine, you know, what a full offseason looked like. It get dangerous. But it's just a 1 week of practice, so I'm just truly thankful, you know, that everything happened.
Oh, good for him. His dad, you couldn't watch the game without his dad popping up on the screen every couple of minutes. Dad was in the suite. Of course he was. Deion not going to sit among the common folk. Deion Sanders was in the back. He was in the studio. Well, not the studio. He's in the tunnel hugging his son. It's a nice experience for the family, right? Of course it is. Shador said, my family there, my friends. In Las Vegas, there were so many people running around with the 12 jerseys. Shador appreciated it all.
I'm just thankful that I was able to out here. Thankful to get the win. For the Browns, like, you know, my pops here, my mom's here, all my people here. You see all them 12 jerseys out there. It's amazing. You know, I'm just thankful.
He's just thankful. As he should be. I mean, he should get the opportunity to continue the rest of the season, right? I mean, you think about what we've seen from Dylan Gabriel. Why the hell do you need to just put him back out there? What is the point? Is there a point if you're the Browns? I mean, and if you're Kevin Stefanski and you're thinking about your job, I mean, at this point, you want to show something. You want to say, hey, I got a pet project. You got to let me go out there and finish it. Dylan Gabriel is not going to be a long-term, full-time NFL QB. I think he's too small. He doesn't deliver the ball down the field. The Browns are 3-8. There's not a damn thing to do the rest of the season. But put Shador out there. Let him take his lumps. I mean, if he's going to go out in the game and he's going to suck so bad, then you pull him. It's simple as that. Let me say it again. The Browns are 3-8. Shador Sanders can go out there and do more than Dylan Gabriel from a physical standpoint, without a shadow of a doubt. Kevin Stefanski, he was asked about Shador and what he saw. Why do you feel encouraged? Why is he starting another game against the Niners next week?
Well, obviously, first start for any young quarterback, you're always going to make sure that the operation is how you want it. And I thought by and large was good. There's things that we can clean up. And obviously that goes on all of us. That's coaches, that's the players, the quarterback, where we can clean up some of our operation. But I thought communication was really good throughout the day with him. And then, like you mentioned, the big plays down the field, obviously that first one to IB was you know, very, very high degree of difficulty with that play. Are there things that he can do better? Absolutely. We've already talked about that with him. He has the mentality that he will, you know, make the adjustments to the speed of the game, make the adjustments to what people are giving us to make those improvements.
But there's always room for improvement, right? I mean, if you're not working towards improvement, you're typically going in the opposite direction. You're deteriorating. You are falling apart. You are no good. You are cooked. Let's think about that for a second. You're in bad news. You're in bad shape. You can't go out there and do that. So I assume the more repetitions that he gets, the better that he'd be. And also, someone who expects him to be better already, I'm like, damn, let up on the guy already. Speaking of repetitions, it's Rex Ryan. You know, former NFL head coach. Rex Ryan has had a lot of chances. He's had a lot of opportunities, and he's taken his shots at Shador, you know, from his combine workout to his interviews. And then even after the victory yesterday against the Raiders, I got a coach fired because, the Raiders suck. And Chip Kelly's fired. We'll get into that in a second. Rex Ryan is just like, you know what? After the game, you won. But why was it all about Shador? Why wasn't it about Myles Garrett and the four sacks that he had? This dude is on his way, by the way, of breaking the NFL all-time single-season sack record. You're going to end up with like 25 sacks, okay? Every week, four sacks, three sacks. He's sacking everybody. Rex Ryan thinks that Shador is more about me and I as opposed to we. Listen to an angry coach on ESPN.
Now look, did he play great? No. And 100% Dano, yes, it's about the defense.
Yeah.
They had 10 sacks.
Yeah.
Shador, can I please, I know you don't listen, but please, every time you win a game, okay, your team wins a game, please use we and us. That's it. And anytime you lose, it's me and I. And watch, your popularity in your locker room, around the country will go like this. Right now, they look at like, Shador, your defense, first thing you should have said is, we had 10 sacks on the quarterback.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Myles Garrett's the man. Like, come on, build people up. You're at that place.
The guy just won his first game. You give him a break. I mean, he won one game. He got his ass kicked from here to high hell all year long. Can he at least celebrate? I mean, asking about himself. This is not a week-to-week thing. He has won one NFL game. He has won one game. He has started one damn game. That's it. Like, let him enjoy it. Why does Rex Ryan gotta beat the guy's ass? Let him enjoy the victory. I mean, it's not like week after week, the Browns are winning. Why they win? Because Shador went out there and did it. The guy had one touchdown, one interception. He threw for 209 yards. Could have had a couple more yards passing. We saw the fumble, you know, missing out probably another 30 yards, maybe a touchdown. He played a good game. Rex Ryan, just relax a little bit. Chill out. Let Shador Sanders enjoy the victory. You know what? Even Shador did not address Rex Ryan by name. But Shador Sanders did say, yeah, there's a lot of people out here that are hoping that I fail. There's a lot of people out here who want me, Shador Sanders, to fail. And Shador Sanders says, I ain't worried about none of it.
There's no excuse. You got to go out there and perform. Like, there's no choices, no question. Nobody cares if this was 1 week of prep. Who cares? You know? So a lot of people want to see me fail, and it ain't going to happen. You know? It ain't going to happen.
No. Well, we don't know that. We got to find out, huh? Well, Shador, as we learned today, he is going to get his next chance. He is going to get his next opportunity against the San Francisco 49ers. Okay, is he going to do good in that game or is he going to fail? There are a lot of people. Everybody is watching to see whether or not Shador Sanders is going to be a decent quarterback. Is he going to be a starter in this league? Is he going to be a backup? I mean, we all remember what was being said about his draft, his status and stock, that he was the number two quarterback in the entire draft. And he got passed over about five times by every single team until Andrew Berry, the GM of the Browns, decided to pick him up. And so now that he's gotten this chance, now that he's gotten this opportunity, now that Kenny Pickett is gone, backing up for the Raiders, now that Joe Flacco is gone for the Cincinnati Bengals, now that Dylan Gabriel had a concussion and now he's in the background, this is Shador's time. We knew that ultimately the way the season was going to go, that he was going to get a shot, that he was going to get an opportunity. Well, now you got to put the Rex Ryans to the side. You got to put the people who can't stand your father, you got to put them to the side. You know, this is Shador's time. Take advantage, man. And if you're Kevin Stefanski, he was certainly asked today about what might be in the future for Shador. And he says, listen, is he the starter the rest of the way? I'm taking this week and going 1 week at a time. And that's reasonable. Shador, we knew you were going to get your shot. Go out there and get it. There's a lot of fans in Cleveland that are interested in seeing him. He's going to get another start week 13 against the 49ers. Dylan Gabriel has cleared concussion protocol. And for now, he's standing on the sideline. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's a very, very simple question. Do you think Shador Sanders should start the rest of the way? Do you believe that Shador Sanders to just finish out this season, what's left of it, for the Browns? I say yes. What do you have to lose? The Browns have two first-round draft picks. They could thank the Jacksonville Jaguars for that trade for Travis Hunter. You might as well see what you got, because if not, the Cleveland Browns will be looking at yet another quarterback in the 2026 NFL draft. What do you think about Shador? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Ramon is calling from Indianapolis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Ramon. What's up?
Well, good afternoon. Good evening. Good evening, JR. Thank you for taking my call. Boy, you're a true pro. You're a pro's pro. You set that up wonderfully to tantalize all of us. I was happy to see it. I just don't understand what the long take from. Can I throw this out there? Anybody heard anything about Cam Ward? He was the number one pick, right? Anybody heard anything about Cam Ward? I looked yesterday in Tennessee, study losing, but Cam Ward seems to just get, you know, nobody's putting the paddle to him. So, you know, let's look at the number one pick sometime, people. You know, Shador gets, he deserves a shot. He deserves to start the rest of the season because everybody else got their chance. Remember how Kirk Cousins got his job? RG3 got injured. Kirk is a fourth round pick, people. Look him up. Got his shot, and the man has made almost $300 million because of that. A fourth-round pick who got his shot. So Shador should get his shot. What do they have to lose? Nothing. Give the man five or six more games, whatever many more games they got left, to see what he has. Actually, you don't really know what you have in the quarterback until about year three. But we see he's not going to get that leeway like others get. You know, Rex Ryan's got that old man problem. And, you know, I'm almost 60. And I'm a healthcare professional, and I was one of the only two brothers in our program back in the day. And, you know, I didn't get no breaks, and I saw other people make mistakes and got breaks. And so I don't want to throw that out there, but Shador got his chance. Give him a fair chance. Let him. He's going to make mistakes. Okay. I mean, Indianapolis, Peyton Manning threw 33 picks this first year. 33.
Yeah.
Still nobody's broken that record. So we'll see what happens, JR.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Ramon, for calling from Indianapolis. We appreciate you. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And one thing I will just disagree with Ramon on, I don't think people are taking a look at quarterbacks and saying, we'll see and know and understand who you are in 3 years. I think there's an expectation in a lot of cities with a lot of teams that you better show us sooner than later. I mean, we have exceptions. We get guys like Jaden Daniels who pops up, and damn it, he almost takes a team to the Super Bowl. But I think after 2 years, for the most part, people know, maybe sometimes 1 year, they know whether or not they want to get you the hell up on out of there. You just have no idea what you have currently in Shador. I think he is going to get that shot to play the rest of the season unless he absolutely sucks. It's a possibility, but I don't think that'll be the case. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts the rest of the year. I wouldn't be surprised if Dylan takes over for a half here or there. I think Shador is going to get the rest of the opportunities. We'll see. And as he should, because the Browns are going, listen to me, nowhere. Unless they're going back to the draft to select the new QB. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. To talk about the Browns, joining us next hour, we're going to have a guest. I told you about that. We're going to be joined by Scott Petrak, who covers all things Browns for BrownsZone.com. I'm going to get his thoughts. I'm going to get his opinions on what's next for the Cleveland Browns. We have so much to get into. We're going to talk about the guy that got fired, Chip Kelly, from the Raiders. We got Lane Kiffin. He's still kind of floating out here in the ether as it stands right now. He's leaving Ole Miss, okay? He ain't sticking around. Who says we're going to have an announcement at the end of the week and they don't even tell you what the announcement is? If they were going to keep him, they'd just say, hey, he's staying. Nothing to discuss. That man is gone. We're going to get into the Chiefs and the Ravens. We'll talk about the Cowboys and the Eagles. We'll give you an update on some of these injured guys. Hello, Aaron Rodgers, you're an injured guy. So we got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'll get to your calls on the other side of the break here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Monday to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710 4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We just talked about Shador Sanders. He ain't going nowhere. He won his first career start yesterday against the Raiders, and he's going to start another game against the San Francisco 49ers. That'll be next week. Meanwhile, the San Francisco 49ers, they're going to be in action in a little more than 90 minutes from now as they get ready to take on the Carolina Panthers. Yep, we got the final game of Week 12 of the NFL season. It goes down in Santa Clara, California, just south of San Francisco in the Bay Area. We got Monday Night Football, Panthers, and Niners. But let's get back to some of the ramifications from Shador yesterday. I'm going to get to the calls. I see you, Todd. I see you, Kevin. I'll get you on the phone lines shortly. But Shador gets elevated. He wins the game. And then the Raiders, they just suck, okay? I mean, Geno Smith was a pinata. He was a pincushion. He was a voodoo doll. He was a... Boncher, go ahead. Phil and he, what was he yesterday?
Ragdoll, dead man walking.
Damn.
Bait.
Ooh, ouch. Yeah, he was all of the above. He was all of the things except for a winner. He was sacked 10 times. And so the Raiders lose again, okay? They got the worst offense in the NFL, 15 points a game. Raiders are 2-9. Geno Smith looks cooked. Pete Carroll is like, is it too late for me to retire? But one guy he kind of pushed closer towards retirement, not that he will, he'll end up somewhere, is Chip Kelly. And let's just say Chip Kelly is a long way from being with the Oregon Ducks because he got fired yesterday. No longer offensive coordinator of these Raiders. I mean, damn it, I remember there was a whole conversation in the offseason. He's trying to tell Ashton Jeanty how he needs to run the football. Ashton Jeanty, another 50 yards rushing yesterday. He's only surpassed 100 yards rushing once this season. There were big expectations for Ashton Jeanty. And Geno can't throw the ball without getting his ass whooped. Ashton Jeanty can't move the chains. He's constantly getting smacked around. The offense has no balance. And so Pete Carroll, he basically said, listen, we fired Chip Kelly. Got him the hell up on out of here. I think they were paying him $6 million. A $6 million contract here to help run that offense. And now Greg Olsen is going to take over. No, not that Greg Olsen. This guy was the former quarterbacks coach for the Raiders. He's going to be calling the plays. Pete Carroll is typically very happy, very go-lucky, a very nice old man. Not talking about Chip Kelly. He was explaining why Olsen could help and why Chip Kelly got fired. Listen to this.
Longtime NFL coach, longtime play caller, 13 years, you know, plus connecting him with the philosophy that from where we work together, he's deep into what I'm looking for, and he understands it. I just help you a little bit. I don't try to help the Chargers any, but we need to run the ball better, and we need to have the running game available to us. I think I probably mentioned that last week when you need it, you know, short yards, red zone, goal line, fourth quarter, all of those times that have historically been when you need to call on it. And then you have to orchestrate your game so that it fits that. And that's why the play passes are so important, and the actions are so important, and keeping the quarterback clean and minimizing the distances on third down. All of those things are all fit together. So I've been doing it this way for a lot of years, and it's a winning formula for if you play good defense and you kick the ball well. And so we're trying to get that, and we just have not captured it.
He said Chip Kelly sucks. That's what he said. He said he sucks. That's why he fired him. Okay. It sucks. Oh, by the way, he's not the only guy who got fired. New York Giants, they blew a big lead yesterday to the Lions. Lions came back, beat them 34-27. Now you got Mike Kafka. You got the interim head coach who went out there and fired Shane Bowen, who happened to be the defensive coordinator. The Giants have blown 5 fourth-quarter leads this year. Pretty bad. Mike Kafka, he spoke to the media today, and he said, listen, man, I sat down and watched the tape. My team sucks. That's why I fired the defensive coordinator. Listen.
You know, I just had an opportunity to watch the tape, look back at a few weeks, watch a lot of what was kind of going on, the communication, and just felt like this was the right time to do it. You know, when I got the job, you know, quickly, I didn't want to make a lot of rash decisions and jump to anything really quick. I wanted to have some time to sit back, evaluate it, look at it, and kind of figure out what the best thing to do was. So, you know, wanted to be, you know, calculated in how I handled it. And, you know, I thought that today was the right time.
Oh, okay. His eyes were bleeding. I know that man's eyes were bleeding. Okay. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Todd is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Todd, what's up?
Hey, JR. I just wanted to make a comment on Shador Sanders. The young man is... He may be a starter in the NFL. He may start, but if not, he'd be a number two man. And I think behind a starter, he would be great. Or timeout, he may even be a starter, bro.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out. He's getting that shot. He's getting that opportunity. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Kevin is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Coast to coast, Kevin, what's up?
What's good, JR?
What it is.
Chillin', man. You know how the NFL is, though, JR. I mean, all these other players on Cleveland have had their chance to get in the spotlight all season long. Shador had, what, 5-6 hours at it, maybe? You can't really blame him for being all about himself in that moment. He's trying to make himself a career while all these other guys have had plenty of chances. So, for me, I kind of just like the cockiness of it a little bit. I think he's plenty capable of being a good NFL quarterback. he probably got to get out of Cleveland first, but you can't blame the man, can you, brother?
You cannot. I don't blame him at all. I think Rex Ryan needs to give him a little bit of a break. Thank you, Kevin, for calling from Baltimore. It's like one game. They were asking him about him, and he answered the questions about him. I mean, does he have to answer every question and just say us and we? And this, can he pat himself on the back a little bit? I mean, I get it. It's the NFL, and there's no set way. In the NFL, you have to defer. You have to, you know, put your head down. You can't be brash and cocky. Yes, you can. As long as you ain't doing it all the time and the people want to follow you, that's all that matters, man. And nobody's judging that off of one damn game. Just relax, Rex Ryan. Somebody send Rex Ryan some feet photos so he can just relax. Just shut up. Okay? This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. We're going to pick up this conversation surrounding Shador and the Browns. We'll do that next hour when Scott Petrak joins us from brownzone.com. But in the meantime, shout outs to everybody listening in Baltimore. Shout outs to everybody calling us who just called us from Baltimore. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about a former kicker for the Baltimore Ravens, Justin Tucker. 10-game suspension is up, and it looks like he's going to get a chance in the NFL. You might recall Justin Tucker. Man, it was, what, 16 massage therapists, 8 different spas? They were saying that this man displayed sexually inappropriate behavior. Should he get another crack and chance at the NFL? We'll discuss it. What do you think? Should Justin Tucker get another chance? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to give you my thoughts on Justin Tucker on the other side. And then, you know, we'll talk about the Ravens. They're still alive. And we'll also get into the Chiefs. They stayed alive, barely. There's a lot going on. There's more that we're going to get into. But to get an update on everything in the world of sports, it's time for a newsflash right now with Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about people who got fired like Chip Kelly. Let that music play. Chip Kelly got the boots. Okay, no longer the offensive coordinator for the Raiders. We talked about Shane Bowen. You got the boots. No longer the defensive coordinator for the New York Giants. And then meanwhile, Shador Sanders, well, he gets another opportunity next week to start for the 49ers. Speaking of the boot, Justin Tucker is not done. Well, for right now, he may not be done in the NFL. Yeah, the last time we heard from Justin Tucker, well, it was nothing good, okay? 16 massage therapists, 8 different spas. And no, this is not a Deshaun Watson situation. Not as close. Well, almost close. Sexually inappropriate behavior. Use your imagination. Or if you feel like it, just go ahead and Google it. Look in the Baltimore Banner. Check up on all of it. Bottom line is this man was suspended by the NFL for 10 games to start this season. It's not like Justin Tucker was any good yesterday. Maybe he was, or last year. Maybe he was distracted with all the news that came out. Nobody hit him with criminal charges, no civil charges here. But the NFL said, hey, man, there's enough here that you're a pervert. We're gonna hit you for 10 games. And so last year, this 5-time All-Pro, the most accurate kicker ever, he missed 8 of 27 field goals to start last year. And then he finished last season with his worst field goal percentage of his career. He only hit 73% of his kicks. And so naturally, the Ravens said, you know what? We ain't dealing with this. Why do we need this distraction in the room? They drafted Tyler Loop. They told Justin Tucker, no thanks. He was suspended 10 games anyway. And now he's eligible to play in the league. And you want to know who gave him a look? The Saints. New Orleans Saints took a look at Justin Tucker today because their kicker sucks even worse than what he did last year for Baltimore. Blake Groop. This man was 1 of 3 from field goals yesterday against the Falcons. This man is hitting 69% of his field goal attempts. That's the worst in the NFL. And so the Saints, after losing to the Falcons yesterday 24-10, they said, all right, that's enough. Like, who can we bring in here to actually do a good job? Well, Justin Tucker's here. Why the hell not? The Saints are 2-9. I guess the Saints figure nobody cares what we do anyway, and nobody's watching us. We might as well bring in the pervert kicker and see if it works. Well, the alleged kicker who did the alleged things that the NFL said let's suspend him for. And so today, and this is what nobody wants to talk about, Kellen Moore, he spoke to the media. You might have forgot he's the head coach of the Saints. I don't blame you if you haven't been sitting around watching the Saints. But Kellen Moore spoke to the media today, and he explained why they gave Justin Tucker a workout.
Yeah, we're trying out a few different positions. You know, we always go through these workouts over the course of the season. And so, you know, tomorrow we'll bring a few kickers in. We'll bring a few receivers and running backs in. Just, there's different positions we're always trying to keep an eye on. And so we'll go through that process. You know, it is a full process just to go through that. And then we'll see where everything stands after that.
Oh, okay. Well, did you talk about the... the allegations? Did you discuss that? I assume you did, right? Right?
Well, I think that's all part of the visit and the conversations that you have to have as you go through this. Just like a lot of players, there's the field component of this thing that you get guys in here to evaluate them, but also there's, you just want to get to know the people and get to know, maybe a circumstance here and there. And certainly, he had a suspension in the league. He served that suspension. Obviously, there's some information to collect. Obviously, our personnel group will do a really good job of collecting all the information and having the conversations we have to have as we go through this. But, this will be a workout, and we'll see how all that stuff takes place.
Oh, boy. So let me ask you this, Kellen Moore. The Saints stink. They're not winning anything. If you're the Saints, don't you want to lose football games to, improve your draft status and stock? What is the upside of bringing this guy in? What you getting out of it?
Yeah, he's been a really good kicker in this league for a really long time, and he's had a ton of success, and he's been a leader for Baltimore for a long time as their team. He's been, one of their leaders for an extended period of time with a very successful team. And so, obviously, there's been some stuff that's been unfortunate. He's gone through an experience, and I think it's about collecting, what that experience was, and we'll evaluate the football aspect of it, and we'll evaluate everything else as well.
Look, at everything that I saw, I'm not going to say that the guy, he's been punished. I'm not going to say kick him out of the league. I'm not saying that. He's being punished. And I think it's just as much of a punishment if he goes out there and kicks for the Saints. I mean, at least he can go to one team in one city where people are not going to pay attention to him because the Saints stink right now. I think you'd be going out on a limb if you were a legitimate team and let's say your kicker went down and you just said, oh, you know what I want to do? I want to bring on Justin Tucker. he can go to Louisiana and he can just kind of disappear into the background. As simple as that. Justin Tucker. Yeah, let him get a shot. I don't know if he's going to get any better. He's 35 years old. He's not getting any younger. Let's see what happens. Let's see if the Saints give him a chance, give him an opportunity. I'm not going to, you know, bend over backwards. But also, I'm not mad at anybody who says, why are we hiring that guy? I think people in Louisiana, they probably also don't care at this point in time. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of his former team, the Ravens, congratulations to them. They did what they needed to do. They went and beat the Jets yesterday, 23-10. Derrick Henry had two touchdowns. It's their fifth straight victory. And now they are tied with the Steelers for first place in the AFC North. Is anybody surprised at this? I don't think so. I mean, have you seen what the Steelers been doing lately? They lost to the Bears with Aaron Rodgers on the sidelines. Congratulations to the Ravens. This is a good look. This is what John Harbaugh, the head coach of the Ravens, had to say about winning five straight games.
It feels great, but it's just it's halfway done. You know, it's not over. You know, season's not over. Game wasn't over. Season's not over. And we play four. We play the Steelers twice. And we play the Bengals twice in the next few weeks. So that's going to be it right there, you know. And starting Thursday night, we've got no time really to rest. We've got to go to work on the Bengals. And we know what that's like. So how challenging that is. So we're ready. We'll be ready to go.
Yeah, Joe Burrow is going to be back on Thursday Night Football. That's the next time we'll see the Ravens in action. We got Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Ravens. So the Ravens have an opportunity just in a span of a couple of days to go from a 5-5 record to 7-5 and basically put their foot on the necks of everybody else in the division. It's an opportunity. But I told you they beat the Jets 23-10. Lamar Jackson didn't have the greatest of games. 13-23 passing, only 153 yards in the air. I think he only had 11 yards rushing on the ground. Lamar said, man, we played against the Jets and we couldn't beat them up. We didn't blow them out.
You just got to put points on the board, man. Our defense playing lights out for the last few weeks. Started played good in Miami, you know, but the last few weeks, I feel like we need to put more points on the board and execute drives.
Everybody wants to put more points on the board. Right? Everybody does. Let's see what they do on Thursday. I mean, we're going to have America sitting around watching. Okay? I don't know. Was it last year? Was it Christmas or Thanksgiving? I don't know. I think it was Christmas. Ravens were playing, and they didn't want to. Yeah, Botch, remember they didn't want to eat that cake?
Oh, the turkey? Wait, no. The cake?
Was it the cake? They split open a cake, and they put a cake in front of Derrick Henry. He's like, does Derrick Henry look like he eats cake?
That is true. There's a lot of bad food in sports holidays.
Yeah, they. Well,
the dry turkey leg, too.
Do you remember John Madden's turducken?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it live, of course. But yeah, that's the duck inside the chicken inside the turkey.
Yeah. Doing too much. And then they had the turkey with like the 20 legs on it, that mutilated thing that they sewed together. I'm just, who wants this, man? I don't know.
Winners.
Oh. Winners?
The winners get the turkey.
They want cake and turkey, huh?
They get the food poisoning.
What would happen if Derrick Henry, have you heard about this guy's diet?
No. I'm assuming it's just straight raw ground beef, just something crazy.
I don't even think I don't think he eats beef. I know he eats one meal a day. It's loaded with calories. I don't know. He eats his entire caloric intake in one day. But yeah, he doesn't look like he's eating a slice of cake. And if he's eating cake, his body would probably collapse into itself. But congratulations to the Ravens. 6-5. Where's everybody who was yelling about Harbaugh? Where's everybody who wanted to fire this guy? All those people, they want him fired now? Okay, Lamar Jackson came back, the defense, and I see who they're beating. Minnesota not good, Miami not good, Cleveland not good, Jets not good, but they're doing what they're supposed to do. Hey, let's fire John Harbaugh now, since everybody wanted to get his ass the hell up on out of there. Come on, stop it. Lamar Jackson was asked about this team and what they've been able to do. Now having the division lead with the Steelers, listen what he said.
He was in a better situation, you know, but 5-0, we got to just keep it going, man. It's a tough division, tough league. Like I said, we just got to keep going.
Yeah, man, he's going to be fine. Going to be out there and getting the job done. Oh, by the way, Derrick Henry, no gluten, dairy, fried foods, and then artificial sugars. This man was not eating no damn cake. He prioritizes lean meats, vegetables, and complex carbohydrates. His meal timing varies, with him often waiting until the afternoon to eat his first meal during the season, but a typical day can include large portions of foods like chicken breasts, steak, rice, and eggs. Yeah. Broccoli, spinach, kale, rice, a banana, kale, avocado. Yeah. Bacha, you can try that diet. Go for it.
Yeah, I think I would go insane before I'd like get through 3 weeks.
Okay. You might feel physically better.
Well, I look like Derrick Henry.
You going to do the muscle training he does?
Yeah, just I can't do it as well.
Okay, we'll see about that. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, the Ravens are still alive. Let's talk about the Chiefs. They're still alive, too. And the Cowboys, they're back. And the Eagles fall apart. What's going on with them? This is JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.